Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Aligned remuneration.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Standards with those prevalent in those jurisdictions.
And those are generally fine.
These generally respect all the criteria. Then we found these role-based allowances, which in general do not respect all the criteria, but we found a wide variety of practices. So with some banks which were much closer to respecting the criteria than others, but we don't enter into an ad hoc case-by-case assessment. We just made this investigation to provide general criteria to give to competent authorities for the application of the European law.
Either way, it seems as if banks and their pay policies need to maybe go through another shake-up from here on. Thank you, Andrea and Ria, very much for joining us. So, Daniel, you've heard what Mr. Enria had to say. In essence, he's summarising the report that the EBA put out last week. But very interesting that it's going head-to-head with UK regulators in particular. It's no secret that the UK doesn't like the bonus rules, but the fact is that this law is in place. It seems, nonetheless, there's a collision course here.
Yes, sir.